welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government Department of Meteorology advises that solar activity continues to be assessed at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 71 at 7.1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 6. That's right, single digit 6. Now those figures are the lowest recorded in recent months, and we're moving through solar cycle number 24, which is not now expected to continue past the end of 2017. There's been estimates given in recent months about when the new sunspot cycle will start. That's sunspot cycle 25, so look for that early in 2018. And now some shortwave station news. Radio New Zealand International. The schedule effective for 2017, beginning March 27, shows these frequencies listed. 11725 from 0459 to 0658. Pacific programs beam to the Pacific daily. Also on that frequency, 11725 1959 to 2050 on Saturdays. And 7425 from 0659 to 1058 daily. 1059 to 1258. Also on 7425 daily, and that's to Northwestern Pacific and Papua New Guinea. And the 5995 frequency previously used by the now defunct Radio Australia service, 1259 to 1650 to the Pacific, and 1651 to 1858 also the Pacific, that latter transmission on Saturdays only. And on 9700 on Saturdays to the Pacific, 1859 to 1958. And 13840, 2051 to 2258 English daily, and 2259 to 0458 on 15720. That's also daily. And DRM services from Radio New Zealand International have are now listed for a reduced transmission span. Only four frequencies. They are 1651 to 1745 on 5975, and these transmissions are to the Cook Islands, Tonga and Samoa on Sundays to Fridays. 1746 to 1835 on 7285. 1836 to 1950 on 9760. And 1951 to 2050 on 11690. Now those are the frequencies for Radio New Zealand International effective March 27. Note that Radio New Zealand International is now the only shortwave station broadcasting to the Pacific following the closure of all Radio Australia services. Now I have some information now concerning propagation. Here in Melbourne, the morning period around our local sunrise has been quite satisfactory for transmissions from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. It's short path transmissions over darkness paths. This is a short summary made recently between 1830 and 1900. 11660, Radio Algeria, broadcasting from the Usedom, France transmitting station in Arabic. 11710, All India Radio, also in Arabic. and 11640, China Radio International in Arabic from the Bamako Bali Relay Station. 11550, a station known as Radio Public Africaine, I think that means Radio Republic Africaine, broadcasting in Afrikaans from the Issedon Relay Station in France. And 11765, Radio France International from Issedon in French. 11810, the BBC from the Ascension Relay Station in English. And various frequencies for the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Arabic, 11820, 11915, and 11930. 11835, a recently introduced frequency for the Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand, programmed in Amharic to Africa. And on 11850, the Voice of America from Botswana, broadcasted to Africa in Kurundi. And 11860, Radio Sana, broadcasting its domestic service on relay from a transmitter in Saudi Arabia with Arabic. NHK, Radio Japan, broadcasting on 11945. Good reception, Japanese service to Middle East and Europe on the relay from Issedon in France. And 11985, another frequency for Radio Algeria, also from Issedon in France, in Arabic. And 11995, Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting site in French. The Voice of America, another frequency for the Amharic service from Udon in Thailand, 12040. And the BBC from the Dubai Relay in the UAE, broadcasting in Arabic on 12095. And 12110, another frequency for the Voice of America for the Amharic service from the German Broadcasting Relay Station at Lampetheim. Since 12110 and 12120, Radio Filipinos, broadcasting from the Philippines, the overseas service from the relay facility provided by the IBB in Tagalog and English. And 12140, the Voice of America from the Kuwait Broadcasting Station, relay station broadcasting in Amharic. So good signals there in the 25-metre band in the Melbourne sunrise period, or actually pre-sunrise period, 1830-1900, with good propagation from darkness routes, darkness regions from Asia, Middle East, Africa and Europe. So now some more shortwave station use, some new frequencies, advanced information for the new transmission period, the A2017 period, which is effective March 27, from China Radio International. Can't get all the frequencies here because there are too many of them, but these are the main new frequencies for the station. 15600 from Beijing between midnight and midnight 57 in Portuguese to South America. And 15140, 0200 to 0257 in Chinese to South America. That's an additional frequency. 0300 to 0357 on 12,000. That's 12000 from the Kashi Relay Station in China to South Asia in English. And on 11710 from Xi'an between 0800 and 0957 English to East Asia. And Chinese to Australia, one of the very few shortwave stations now targeting Australia, China Radio International, service is 0900 to 0957 on two frequencies, on 13730 and 13765 from the Kunming Relay Station. And more frequencies to Australia, this time for English, 0900 to 0957 on 13800 from Kunming. and English also from China, Radio International for Australia, 1000 to 1057 on 13580 from Kunming. And Cantonese for listeners in Australia, 1000 to 1057 using 11875 from Kunming. Other frequencies, other new frequencies for China Radio International for the new transmission period include English, 1200 to 1257 to Central Asia on 11670, 1300 to 1357. 9800, a service to the western part of Australia in English. And 2257, 9880 from Kashi, Esperanto to South America, one of the few stations now broadcasting in Esperanto. 2200 to 2257 from Beijing to South America in Spanish. And 2300 to 2357 to South America in Portuguese. So those were some of the new frequencies scheduled for operation for China Radio International, effective for the new transmission season, March the 27. Some further information concerning propagation on shortwave here into Melbourne in our pre-sunrise period between 1830 and 1900. Good signals at the top end of the 41 metre band include these signals. 7560, the BBC from the Eurovan Armenia relay station with programs in Dari. 7550, All India Radio in English. 7495, Diwa Radio broadcasting the IBB programs from Biblis in Germany in Pashto. And 7455, Radio Dendre Kurdistan in Kurdish from the relay station in Issedan in France. 7435, China Radio International in Italian. And 7365, a religious broadcasting station, Bible Voice Broadcasting in Arabic from European relay. And then the 49 metre band, Radio Romania International in English, very good signals on 5935. And finally, some information concerning the 22 metre band, 1830 to 1900, 13590, the Voice of America in English from Lampethine in Germany, 13740, Radio France International from Issedan in France, that's in French, and 13775, the Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand, in Amharic. Not many frequencies being heard or actually broadcasting in that band in that time period.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.